The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aoife Lee is with me for the Kids Clinic again this week, the parenting coach, parentsupport.ie, the website, if you want to find out more. And we're back to school. Mm-hmm. Everyone up and running. I think today really up and running.
Yeah.
There's been a novelty to last week, wasn't there?
The reality has hit.
Yeah, certainly when you're peeling them out of bed this morning.
Yes.
And listen, there'll be lots of kids excited, other kids maybe nervous for different, a whole variety of reasons. Yeah. Some of them specifically might be nervous because of the experience they have in school with bullies. And that's what we're kind of talking a little bit about today.
Yeah, and it's of course for many, it's all year round, isn't it? And it could be school or in social situations. Yeah. It can be anywhere, but it can be an extremely challenging and difficult time for both the kids and the adults.
So before we talk about how then to deal with the challenge, how can parents listening to this tell if their child is being bullied?
Yeah, you know, in a lot of ways it comes hand in hand, spotting the signs versus the impact. And like every child is different. And I think for the most part, when you feel like you know your own child best, it's you feel in some ways like you're playing detective. I always find, even as a parent myself, when you kind of get a sense that something's off, they're not in the best of form. And then you've got the more obvious versus the subtler signs. Often it can be, you know, this time of year, the school avoidance or avoiding social situations, being anxious, difficulty sleeping, you know, maybe even quite difficult to separate from the adult. Maybe a deterioration in school, maybe first term hasn't gone as well as they'd hoped. Becoming isolated and withdrawn. So it is, like I mentioned, kind of playing detective and looking at what might be going on for them, because some kids will talk to us and then others will be a lot more reluctant to say anything just for the fear of what the implications will be.
And let's say you kind of notice some of those signs that they're maybe withdrawn or there's reluctance to go to school. How then do you sit down and, I guess, interrogate the issue without interrogating the child? Because it might not be bullying. There could be a whole load of reasons that they're kind of withdrawn. They might just be a sullen teenager. You know what I mean? There might be an element of that to it.
Yeah. Like often you might hear the conversations going on, either, you know, you might overhear chats with the pals or even just in the language and the conversations they might be having. And often for kids, the conversations can come up either in the car or at bedtime. And it's taking those moments and opportunities where, you know, it's okay to say, look, I've noticed you're not in the best of form, or maybe like that, explore more and be curious as to why they don't want to go to school, what's happening. And it's about kind of reassuring them, because ultimately what the adults, what we need to be doing is, as best we can, is creating that safe space where they feel comfortable to share and talk to us and open up. And not every household, unfortunately, is like that.
How good or otherwise are kids at identifying, and I guess maybe it depends on the kid, the subtleties or the nuances. Sometimes, you know, think of the kind of the cartoon version of the bully. It's easy to identify. They're kind of pushing them in the playground. They're being mean to them and all of this sort of stuff. I assume there's situations where your child is being bullied, they might start to manifest some of these symptoms or these signs as well. And even if you ask them, they might not even realise they're being bullied themselves. They wouldn't use that language. They don't know what's happening.
Yeah, and this is kind of what happened last week when the ERSI brought out the study, and you know, mentioning about the amount of kids that weren't recognising or couldn't identify what was happening. Things like exclusion and isolation. It could be on a, you know, social media messaging app, and someone has been excluded from a group. And that's where you see a lot of online bullying, cyberbullying. And that can be absolutely devastating to a child and then or a young person. So it can be a lot more subtle. So I would always suggest and recommend, even for my own kids, start the conversation early.
Yeah.
You know, chat about, you know, respecting others, acknowledging differences in others, you know, kind of identifying that kindness is actually a strength, not a weakness.
Yeah.
And that in itself, that modelling of empathy and sharing that with the kids and talking to them about, you know, if they are chatting about maybe, look, one of the girls is getting bullied at school. Create that as an opportunity to talk to them, not when it lands on your door. And sometimes that can often be the case.
But yeah.
The more we start having the chats about the, God, this is important stuff to be talking about. It's not as much of a thing where it's like, I can't talk about this for fear of, like I said, being feeling embarrassed or not wanting to worry the parents. So it's an open conversation.
So let's assume then, you know, you've identified that there's some issue, and on foot of all of these conversations, you realise that the child is being bullied. Yeah. They mightn't be calling it that. Maybe they are, but even if they're not, you've kind of come to the conclusion, this is what's going on here. They're being picked on and they're being bullied.
Yeah.
How do you react? There'll be a party that wants to kind of rush straight into the school.
Protective mode.
Banging desks. Yeah.
I mean, you know, for the most part, that protective, the emotions and feelings, I mean, for the adults, we're human at the end of the day. It's important, I suppose, in a way that we try and create a calmness about it. And when our kids do come to us or start to express the possibility, it's trying to be as calm and ultimately listen, hear them out, hear what they have to say, reassure them that what they are saying is important, and that they've done the right thing, and validate what it might be like for them. And then looking at, right, what's the next step? Because like I mentioned there, a lot of kids want to avoid it because they don't want to ruffle feathers, and they feel like what if my parent or the adult overreacts and wants to head down to that family's door and start knocking at the door. That's reactive. And what we want to instill in our kids is that, okay, this is a safe space and we are their safety net. And what we don't want to do is our kids avoiding telling us stuff for fear of how we're going to react. And I know that's really hard and it's easier said than done, but that's certainly the starting point.
When it's a long time since I was in school, and when I was, like, it was probably more informal, the processes. It probably depended a lot on what teacher was approached as to how it was dealt with.
I
assume now it's much more uniform. Like, all schools will have anti-bullying policies that are very transparent. And once you raise this in a kind of a calm and measured and straightforward way, I would suspect they kind of take over, do they?
Yeah, well, it is important that you're familiar with your school's anti-bullying policy. And, you know, you'd like to think for the most part it's in conjunction and collaborating together. It's not always like that. And different families will have different experiences. But under the Department of Education's Kinalthus Action Plan, you know, schools must have an anti-bullying policy in place. So it's with the hope that there is a good rapport with the, you know, principal and the families. And it's like that. It's just taking it one step at a time. These situations don't necessarily resolve overnight.
Yeah.
It takes time, and it's to kind of stick to that and try and be to follow through as best possible.
Parentsupport.ie is Aoife's website, as I mentioned right at the outset, where you can find, you know, all of this and much more as well. Aoife Lee, parenting coach. Aoife, thanks a million.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.